doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Oh, indeed, it's a good morning. TGIF, hello, I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Follow us on Facebook at KSLM Radio. Listen online at KSLM.news, of course, on the AM dial, 1220 AM. On the FM, 104.3, there's lots of ways to stay connected, and we're so glad that you're listening in this morning, and the topic's going to be exciting as we talk about our freedom and liberties. Listen to this. Oh, if that doesn't bring a smile to your face on this wonderful Friday. I love to listen to the voices of children, and certainly the Pledge of Allegiance, staying on top of what's going on in our government. And right around the corner, we are right around the corner from 4th of July. And it seems so weird because we're in this COVID-19 season that, it seems like this time has gone slow, but yet it's gone fast. And here we are at the 4th of July. What are you planning for 4th of July? This is normally our time where we think about our country and our founding fathers and celebrate the miracle of the United States of America, right? And so I think it's important that we kind of get back to some basics and really get centered upon why we are America and what is it really that gives us those liberties. And I pulled up some David Barton. I don't know if you know who David Barton is. He is a wonderful educational gift to America, and he's gone through our founding fathers, and he's done many things on YouTube. You can look him up. We're going to be talking about some people that we're going to resource today for you to go and further educate yourself on the Constitution. But let's start with David Barton. I want to play this for you. Listen to him.
When you look at who to vote for and how it relates to the rights of conscience, you have to understand that what our Declaration of Independence says, our founding document, it sets forth five principles of government. And anyone who goes into government is to support those five principles. And the first principle there, it says that there is a moral law. It was called the laws of nature and nature's God. Between the Bible and nature, we know what right and wrong is. We can tell. God tells us clearly, don't steal and don't kill and don't purge. That's a moral law. So we start with a moral law that comes from God. The second thing says, oh, by the way, there is a God. So we acknowledge that there is a creator. The third thing the Declaration tells us is that God gives us a certain set of inalienable rights, like life and like liberty and the right of self-defense and the right for association and free speech. Those are God-given rights. The fourth thing that the Declaration says is government exists primarily to protect God-given rights. And the fifth thing is that below that, you get to vote on everything else. So you don't get to vote on morals. You don't get to vote on what your rights are. God gives those to you, but you can vote on how wide the sidewalk should be or what the speed limit should be, etc. That's fine. Now, when it comes to electing someone, if you elect someone that says, I don't believe you should have rights of conscience, I don't think that you should be able to choose what weddings you want to be part of. I don't think you should be able to choose whether your health care does not cover abortion. We don't think you should do that. That's a real problem, because now you're violating what the purpose of government is. And the purpose of government is to make sure I have the right to practice my God-given beliefs. And one of those is the rights of conscience. And if you've got an official saying, well, I don't believe you have a right of conscience, that's a person you don't want near government, because they will also take away your other rights as well.
Thank you, David Barton, reminding us of what our rights are and how important it is that we line up and we vote for people that line up with our values and that will uphold the Constitution. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann, and I want to invite you to be a part of the conversation today. I really do. Our friend Jeff Croft talks about Freedom Friday, and we really are talking about Freedom Friday, carrying that message on into this hour. And there's lots of things that are challenging us today. COVID-19, who would have known just, 6 months ago, we would have so many of our liberties challenged in our day-to-day life and so many decisions made for us without confronting or asking our opinion or, getting some kind of a polling of how we feel about the issue. It's just being done. And my understanding and my belief is we are the people and we elect the leaders who are to best represent us and speak for us and make those decisions. In the studio with me, I'm so blessed to have the love of my life, my best friend, Terry, with me in the studio. And Terry and I have some amazing conversations about liberty and life and Constitution. And I'm so glad to bring you in on the conversation today. Hi, Terry.
Hey, good morning.
How are you doing today?
Good.
You working on that cup of coffee?
It's gone.
Yeah. I'm going to encourage our listeners to make sure you're on your cup number two, because we're going to dig into some stuff today that might make you go, oh, I got to do some more research. And that's our hope. It really is our goal today. And we want to thank Bill Sunderland, our friend with Country Financial, for being a sponsor of the morning show and sponsoring here at KSLM Radio. He is with Country Financial, Sunderland Agency. If you need anything for insurance, whether it be your home, your car, life, health, any of that, he can get you covered. Give him a call, 503-885-0789. And as we continue the conversation, Terry, talk to me a little bit about what got you interested in discovering about the Constitution and what our rights are.
I couldn't tell you the exact tip where I got into this, but then I can tell you a name that I found on YouTube. And since I discovered him, I've been overhead with this guy. His name is Carl Miller. Now, Carl Miller passed some years ago, but his story's incredible. He was some folks out there have seen the movie Apocalypse Now. It's based in Vietnam and helicopters and 101st Airborne. Well, he was a crew chief on that. He was hand selected to do that special job they had to do out there, and he talks about it a little bit. But Carl Miller has three videos out on YouTube, and he talks about the Constitution. He goes into depth, but he applies it daily. He's an attorney of 25 years. He's not a licensed attorney, but he's been in court and he's represented others. And there, people think you have to be an attorney. Well, anyway, the laws are written in such a manner, and he explains it to you. And I'll go into that a little deeper. But Carl Miller is the reason that I'm here today. He's the reason that I got into the Constitution, and I'm excited to share that with you.
One of the things that's really important is that people have their own copy of the Constitution, and I know that you have a resource from Hillsdale College, right?
Yes.
That
uh-huh.
You can get your own copy of your own Constitution and have it in hand and be prepared for it. And you've heard me say this, listeners have heard me say this, it's important. There are two documents, two books, in a sense, that I think we should have, the Bible and our Constitution handy, because it's important. They're great roadmaps to life, and you're holding it in your hand.
I went
online and we got it. Hillsdale College EDU, I believe,
well,
is the...
Looking at it, I'm reading from it. It says hillsdale.edu.
Okay.
Hillsdale College is the name of the place, but hillsdale.edu. They'll send you a free Constitution. You can take free constitutional courses online.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all by donation only. No government funds them, so they ask for donations. But it's just, these folks are great.
And if you've listened to Mark Levin, he's a big fan of Hillsdale, and he'll promote it. Also, I want to mention, if you want to know more elaborately about our Constitution, David Barton, too, has a series through YouTube that you can access at no charge on the Constitution. So as we continue to have this conversation, and here's why I think this is important, friends, today. Just even looking at the headlines, just take a round robin look and a peek at the headlines today. Our Governor Kate Brown just decided randomly to release 57 inmates. Yeah, because of medical vulnerability. She's releasing 57, she herself did, okay? Which my friend Amanda says, wait a minute, she lied in a sense because she said she wasn't going to do that. Now she's doing that. So how can a governor, what kind of power does she have just to, by executive order? It seems like things are out of order, and it's important that we know what our rights are. And I think about the gentleman in Linn County yesterday. You know, we're going to start, I think we should start taking callers' information and emails for everybody that's had problems wearing masks and in their liberty of not wearing a mask. The gentleman in court, the random judge, you know, he just said, oh, you're not going to wear a mask in my court in Linn County? Guess what? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he walked away because he wasn't going to wear the mask. So he technically got him on not being there and contempt of court. But he basically was arrested and he had his child with him. So he had to wait for someone to come get his child. This is in Linn County, Sweet Home. Mm-hmm. Small town USA, right, going on. And now he has to come back. And if he doesn't have his mask, he'll be in trouble. He'll go to jail again. And so we need to know, we need to be equipped by our liberties. So as we continue the conversation and start getting into this, again, tell us who we're going to talk about.
Yep, we're talking about Carl Miller. And I'm going to read a lot of stuff from Carl Miller. You can print it out in PDF form, and it's about 77 pages. But it's well worth it. It's almost, you want to take this, what he's written. He spent years and years and years. In fact, one of the arguments, he spent 18 and a half years building this argument. And I don't know much about the law. I still don't know much about the law. But what I understand is your argument, it has to be based on fact and cases and references and all, you know, these legal manners. You can't just go in there and say, well, that's the way I feel about it. And so he spent all this time building, and these cases win. Hey, this argument has won 90% of the time in the last 25 years.
That's outstanding.
It's that strong.
Well, and I think before we get into this break, talk to me a little bit about his YouTube channel and how easily it's accessible. You just look him up on
Absolutely. Carl Miller. Go into search, type in Carl Miller, and you may have to do a Carl Miller Constitution. Mm-hmm. And you're going to find out there's going to be video one, video two, video three. Now, there's a lot of bits and pieces and parts where people have went in there and just did about the right to travel freely, mm-hmm. or, you know, different things like that. But watch, put him on his background noise as you're doing other projects. Listen to him over and over and over. And after a while, it starts to stick. And it's amazing the yes. power that we have with our Constitution.
Well, and before we go into this break, I want to remind our listeners, you can certainly join in the conversation, 503-589-1220. I want to hear from you. How are you on the Constitution? Where are you at? I mean, it wasn't just a class we took way back in high school or maybe in college. It applies to our life now.
Every day.
And I sometimes wonder if some of our civics classes currently aren't covering enough, and that's why we are in the condition that we are in America, is we're not advised to what our rights are in the Constitution, the amendments, the Bill of Rights, all of those things. And so when we come back from this break, we're going to get into more of the meat and potatoes of it. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We are so glad that you're tuning in today. And I want to do a shout out, happy birthday to my cousin Carly. It's her birthday today, and she just had
Yay.
A sweet little baby. And so we're so excited to celebrate with you. And also my stepdaughter, Whitney, it's her birthday today. So if it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, news that you can use on this Friday and every day. We'll be back after this.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
It's a good morning.
Good morning, friends. Thank you for tuning in. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, TGIFO. What are you going to do this weekend? It's going to be a gorgeous weekend. Today, 86 degrees, 61 currently at the KSLM studios. Saturday, 72 degrees, maybe a little showers on Sunday. But again, all next week in the 70s. Boy, that's encouraging news. Really, we are there. We're in the summertime season. And last night, we had a wonderful time, a wonderful barbecue with my Uncle Butch and Kathy and my family, my Uncle Hal and Margaret and my mom and dad. And what's that?
We had a special guest.
We have a special guest as well. We have a friend visiting us from Where is he from?
Mazatlan,
Mexico. Yeah. Richard is here visiting, and we tried to get him to come on the radio with us this morning. It was a bit early, and he was traveling by car from Mexico, so he needed to sleep in a little bit.
That's
but
right.
We're so glad you're tuned in this morning with news that you can use, KSLM News Talk Radio. And I just want to testify to those of you that are waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting to hear something from unemployment. I have someone I know very well who waited for over 5 hours yesterday, got through finally, and waited on hold for 5 hours until they could get some information about where they're at in their unemployment. So from that, I want to give you some information. If you filed right away, and maybe you're a gig worker, maybe you're a contractor, self-employed, I want to tell you that when you applied right away, you might not have applied the right way, and they've since changed all of that. So I want you to go on the government, Oregon.gov, unemployment or employment, I think is the link, and look there and make sure that you've applied under the right application. If you haven't, follow all of those links and prompts and things and apply again, because that was the case here. And hopefully help is on the way, because I know a lot of people, over 70,000 people still waiting, and it's been over 13 weeks since the mandate came out. So encouragement for you if you are still waiting. We're having a wonderful conversation, and we opened up the phone lines. We're curious about how you feel about the Constitution, and how does it apply? Does it apply to your life today? Is it valid? Or is it just something old school that, you know, some people had a great idea 200 plus years ago? You know, how do you think about that? And on the line with me, we have a caller this morning. Good morning. How are you today? Are you there?
Hello.
Who's this?
Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Ted.
Hello, Ted.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Hey, Ted.
This is
Ted.
Ted.
Are you in studio, Terry?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, so we are.
Good. We don't have to do the phone thing now.
Yeah, that's right. I've got a face for radio.
All right.
So, Ted, talk to us a little bit about the Constitution and how do you think it applies to our life today?
Well, it looks pretty willy-nilly out there now.
Right.
People are just doing what they want. That's kind of what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you got governors and they're acting like tyrants out there. They're just, and at most of them, you know, are Democrats, unfortunately. And it's kind of sad. My grandfather was a Democrat.
Hmm.
And he was very conservative. And if he was alive, he would be disappointed, I'm sure.
Yeah, because the whole premise of what the Democrat Party started out with has moved so far left that anybody that would have been a part of what they call Kennedy Democrats.
I was fixing to say, JFK was a Democrat, well-respected, and he was the one that said, hey, no secret societies. That is
right.
Not what we're all about.
Yeah. So do you have a copy yourself of the Constitution, Ted?
I don't have a copy. I need to get one.
All right. Well,
where are you going to go?
He gave me the lowdown on Hillsdale.
That's right. Hillsdale.edu. Hillsdale.edu.
So, Ted, let me ask you this. Okay. You've served the Department of Defense. You've served in the military. You've been involved for many years. You retired. When you take that oath to protect the country
and the Constitution,
what does that oath actually mean?
That means you'll uphold it. That means, you swear.
Right.
You swear that, you know, that you will abide by every rule there. And there's, you know, there's some morals involved with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And it may not say it, but it's kind of God-centered.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and that's exactly where we're at, is that we've gotten so far away from the idea that we have a creator who's made us equal, you know, and we need to get re-educated in a sense and reacquainted with what that means and who we are and whose we are, I believe. So tell me, how do you stay encouraged?
How do I keep encouraged?
Yes.
I'm a YouTube junkie.
There you go.
And I'm one of those QAnon people too. If you've heard any of us.
Oh, you're one of those, huh?
Yeah. So
it keeps you.
And it's a back channel. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not, but it's kind of a back channel. What's going on? Because there's a patriotic arm in our government.
Yeah.
And there's also a leftist deep state, how would you say, military industrial complex doing their thing.
Right.
Even Eisenhower mentioned that.
Right.
So there's a little war going on within our government.
Right.
In my opinion.
Yeah, and the fact that Trump isn't owned by anybody, he's messed it up. We got to remind everybody that when he got elected, Republicans and Democrats weren't happy about that because he didn't earn his way. He didn't do it the traditional way. He didn't get, you know, blessed with the scepter to say, okay, now you can run. He upended everything, right? And that's why a lot of people think he's called for such a time as this. Even though you know, his background is certainly questionable in things he said, things he's done in the past, you know, certainly how he delivers at times, but he has been the man to rise up and say, look, we got to protect America. Mm-hmm. And I really believe in my heart of hearts that he is all about keeping our America the way it needs to be. Thank you, Ted, for joining the conversation this morning. You have a wonderful day.
All right. You guys take care. We'll be in touch.
God bless.
Catch you later, brother.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this wonderful Friday. Encouraging you to join the conversation, 503-589-1220. Terry in the studio with me today. We're having fun. Yeah.
That's right.
We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's a good morning.
Indeed, it's a great morning. TGIF, thanking God it's Friday. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Friday and every single day. So glad to have you tuning in, my friend. And I just want to remind you, if you have an event coming up, something special, community related, something you want to do, maybe you're doing something fun for the 4th of July that you want to invite other people to now that we're in phase two, so we can expand our group. Let us know. Send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y at KSLM.news. Also, if you have a suggestion for a guest that you would think you'd like to learn more about or hear, or maybe a candidate, something like that, let me know. If this is your community radio station, we want to be known about connecting to the community. And, you know, it's really interesting, Terry, as I've moved back to Salem and we're making our home here now. It's interesting that there's not a lot of media right here in Salem. Everything, you know, when we tune into the news in the morning, it's out of Portland, right? And we're hearing all kinds of stuff. And it's funny because I'm a radio announcer, I'm very vocal and I talk back to the TV and you're like, now simmer down, right? Mm-hmm. And I get riled up, and a lot of it is tied to our constitutional rights. And so talk to us a little bit about Carl Miller. Let's get into this a little bit and then we'll bring some callers in. We've got a couple people on the line that want to enter into the conversation. Talk to us what Carl says here.
Okay, what I'd like to do is just kind of read an intro that he put down. And again, he said it best. So let me just try to read this to you now. I'm going to predicate this by saying I bit my tongue the other day and it's swollen a little. So I ate my meal and I guess I was still hungry. So here we go. So the whole purpose of this is that you understand that these rights come from God. They are God-inspired. God is the one who endowed you with these rights, and the Constitution merely offers a legitimate program to protect those rights or to secure those rights and the blessing of those rights for ourselves and for our children for all time. It's important that you understand the Constitution God inspired. It's important for you to understand that a lot of the principles that are in the Constitution actually come out of the Holy Bible. And it's important that you understand that the Constitution allows you each to be a king or a queen in your own right, as long as you recognize one principle, that you don't ever create a situation where you take away the rights of another. So the whole point of having the Constitution is that all of us can have these rights equally.
Mm.
It's you know, if I had to boil it down to one sentence, it's like, don't touch me, don't touch my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We have a right to be left alone. and securing those rights. And when people tell us what to do, what we can wear, what we can't wear, what we can say, where we can go, they're affecting our liberties.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important. And I'm curious to know, we've got Ray on the phone. I'm going to bring Ray into the conversation. Hello, Ray. Good morning to you.
Well, good morning to you. And you said something that started my gears going in my brain. And you said something about something coming from your heart of hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And that brought to mind what the heart is. I mean, other than the physical organ in our body, the heart, the center of our being, consists of a little more, but body, mind, and spirit. Mm-hmm. We're a triune entity. And the Bible speaks of the heart and wisdom, and you reminded me of Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Righteousness or right comes from the Bible.
Mm.
And Ecclesiastes chapter 10 says, in the subject of wisdom, the heart of the wise is inclined to the right, speaking towards righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
The heart of the left, the heart of the fool is inclined to the left. And I speak of that as lefciousness or lasciviousness.
Right.
And I just wanted to comment on that because you mentioned something coming from your heart of hearts. But it's spoken of the right being extreme, but it speaks of righteousness and doing right, and that's where our rights come from. So that's all I had to say, and good morning to you. Have a good
morning.
Day.
Good morning, Ray. Thank you for joining the conversation. And I think it's important what Ray just said, that and Carl Miller said that in this introduction. Where does this all come from?
Well, the thing about it is, I think we're endowed. We have a feeling inside of what is right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If we didn't have a written language, we would have this feeling that you just don't go up and smack someone or steal someone's, you know, the caveman taking the other guy's stuff. That's a wrong thing to do, or to lie and cheat and steal. But the Constitution was a fantastic document where they took that feeling and they put it to paper. I mean, it's so well written. It goes across the years.
Mm-hmm.
It's the supreme law. And so that's why we feel that it was a God-endowed thing.
Yes.
It's just no document in history, man's history, has ever created such a freedom.
And the liberty and the ability to recognize each human as that equal right. And I think when we think about our president, Abraham Lincoln, he truly was a man of the word. He was in the Bible, and he knew what was going on with slavery was not right. And that, we were talking about some of the stuff that's going on in the riots and the protests, and how everybody, there's like this new, and they use this word wokeness, which I don't really like that word, so I probably should stop using it. But this awareness, new awareness recently, and yet it's not grounded in fact. It's grounded in emotion right now. And the fact is, yes, we do have a history of slavery, but there's been slavery clear back in biblical times. There was slavery. The pyramids were built by slaves.
That's right.
There's been slavery, even a class system, in England there was oppression. That's why we came over here, is to be free.
The rioters are taking advantage of a fact. That's what they're doing. They know that everyone agrees that slavery is a horrible thing, and so they're taking advantage of that. And 3:30 in the morning, they're knocking out windows.
Yes.
You know, destroying property. And, you know, that's a complete disconnect.
And they lose the message.
That's right.
They lose their momentum, and they actually harm the effort to make true change by all of that. And so we continue the conversation in regards to the Constitution, our liberties, and we're including you. I want to let you know you can join us. 503-589-1220. Talk to me about your constitutional rights and how you feel the Constitution applies to your life. On the air now with me is Art. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, Art.
How are you both this morning? Happy Friday.
Woohoo! Yay! Doing good. Thank you for joining the conversation today.
Oh, hey. The Constitution, I'm a blessed person, being blind and living in the United States. I am so lucky for the Constitution because it has created a better life for blind people in our country.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I lost my eyesight, and I knew there was a purpose for it. God had a purpose for me, and that was to advocate for blind people and to fight for our unalienable right.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been, you know, even though I lost my eyesight, I've been blessed to do things here in this country that I never would have done if I hadn't got blind. You know, I could tell you guys stories of going to Washington, D.C. and saying, hey, we need to create a law so that blind people in this country have the same rights as everybody else, like travel. You know, we, the organization I belong to, when they created quiet cars, we had to go to D.C. and advocate to make sure that these quiet cars made noise in neighborhoods when they were driving, because otherwise blind people would not be aware of them being there and could actually get killed or harmed, especially if the driver wasn't paying attention.
Wow.
Who would have thought? I wouldn't have been.
Yeah, we don't think about that because we're not we're dealing with that in every day. That's great. How did they respond?
Well, we got a law made. Of course, it took us forever because the car dealers didn't want to invest the money to make quiet cars make this sound when they were at a slower rate, because then they would be, you know, in neighborhoods and stuff like that, and people, blind people, would be aware of them. But not only blind people, children. I mean, you know, when they get busy in the yard playing and stuff like that, they wouldn't hear these quiet cars and stuff, too. So we, you know, went to the to Washington, and we advocated to make sure that these cars would make those noises so blind people would be safer.
I'll bet blind people like Harley Davidsons.
Oh, there is no doubt about that. But, you know, we also here in the United States care about, you know, our fellow blind people around the world and that stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
And so we actually know that blind people in other countries get treated kind of like second-class citizens. And so we fight for their rights, mm-hmm. that we have here in the United States so that they can be as independent as possible. Now, you guys know that blind people definitely can't drive cars yet, but we're hoping that someday the sensory stuff will be able to allow us to do that. But you know, blind people in other countries, you know, get treated like second-class citizens. Mm. I mean, I work, but a lot of people blind people just sit on the corner with their cups out and hope somebody gives some money to them so that they can survive.
Right. I've witnessed that in India, Art, when I've worked in India. Thank you for joining the conversation, my friend.
Thank you, Art. Call again soon.
You have a wonderful day.
Blessed weekend.
You too. Be blessed. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Friday and every day. Join the conversation, 503-589-1220. How's the Constitution affecting your life? Let us know. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Thank you for tuning in on this fine Friday. I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Thank you so much to our advertisers. Thank you for honoring our advertisers. And I want to share, if you've been working out in the yard or maybe have a project this weekend that you're going to get around to it, you're going to do some yard work that increases that you have some concrete, wood, yard debris hanging around that you don't want there anymore, be sure to go to Clayton Ward Recycling. They're accepting concrete, wood, yard debris, dirt, and gravel. Also cardboard. Maybe you've just moved a stack of newspapers right there in the corner. Grab those. How about some extra office paper? Whatever it is, they can help you with. Many things, there are no charges. There may be some charges on some things, but there's no waiting. Easy unloading, fast and friendly service. Family owned and operated. Clayton Ward Recycling off Mainline Drive in Kaiser. Very easy to get to. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, Saturday, 7 to 3. Give them a call, 503-393-8700. And another advertiser that we have been advertising. In fact, they have a special discount this month honoring Father's Day. Pro Bioscience CBD hand sanitizer, all kinds of products that help you with your ailments. It's a wonderful, wonderful product, and you can order at pro-bioscience.com. Call today, 503-877-9877, and give the code word DAD. You can get Pro Bioscience items for yourself. And Terry, we were just blessed with some samples of the CBD oil and things like that, because you've been having some issues and with your knee.
I use this right here, this joint cream, Pro Bioscience 140 mg CBD joint cream, and I just rubbed it in just on my kneecap. Got a little bit of gout going on there, so that's exciting.
Mm.
And bam,
just like that,
crazy fast.
Very.
I mean, I'm pressing on my knee right mm-hmm. now, and I'm just amazed.
So if you have some aches and pains,
yep.
and that was, what was that again, the product that you used?
It was, let me see this. This is called a Pro Bioscience 140 milligram CBD joint cream.
Okay, and so that's like a topical that you could put in, and there's also all kinds of things. I just encourage you to go to the website, pro-bioscience.com, put in the code word DAD, get a discount, and I'm excited to see how that's going to, I know people right now, I'm thinking of my dad and other people that could benefit just from aches and pains and things. And I think it's good to try it.
I'm completely new to it. You hear about it. And, mm-hmm. you know, even when I was working rallies, a lot of the salesmen, you know, there were booths that were set up with it. People had mm-hmm. talked about getting the cream, and they said, it really works. And of course, you're kind of like, yeah, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But I'm here to testify that
this
morning, right now,
make
rubbed
a difference.
It in, bam.
Anti-inflammatory. I know that a lot of people. And we're new to Oregon. We're new to where we're accessible to mm-hmm. it, just right there, other than we've seen it at rallies when we've done motorcycle rallies and mm-hmm. things. So we're continuing the conversation about the Constitution, and I think there's an area here that we want to really get to. We don't have a lot of time left, but there's a part that we're talking about Carl Miller. He has since passed away, but he has these YouTube channels and teachings on the Constitution, what our rights are. And this gentleman, from my understanding, from Terry sharing with us and talking about it, is that he is self-represented.
25 years as its own attorney.
Mm-hmm.
He'll tell you, watch his first video. He was actually in the military, and they took a bunch of their soldiers aside. It was Project Blue Book,
mm-hmm.
because they smelled a rat in the woodshed, as he says. And so they pulled their best military aside. They taught them the Constitution. They knew their Constitution in and out, just like they would any other manual of war. And then he spent the next 25 years or plus of his life teaching people the Constitution, going into open court. Amazing guy. And as far as the legal, you know, the things that he brings up, I never knew about the court system. I never knew that the judge was a third party. He's not to really have an opinion. He judges between the two, the defendant and the accused. And one of the things that Carl brings up is a word I'd never heard before. It's called laches, L-A-T-C-H-E-S. Look that up. Now, it says right here, it says, now the facts are simple. If you don't know your rights, you don't have any rights. It says, you must know your rights and timely assert them. That is your burden. If you do not, then the legal term called laches incurs in full force. Laches is a specie of action wherein a party of reasonable intelligence and integrity, having a right to take an action as prescribed by law and having failed to timely do so, loses all right to proceed. In other words, you go into court, you don't know what your rights are. You know, you lose those rights. If you don't know your constitutional rights and you go on this, well, I don't know, the judge isn't going to say, hey, you've forgotten about this right. You have the right to remain silent. He's not going to say that. He's there to judge in between the two parties. So you must know your rights or you'll lose them.
Well, and I think it's important in this document on page 9 that you're reading from. It says the 10th Amendment, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. The Constitution is a contract designed to limit government. When you get into your police powers, you start understanding your police powers. And we've been talking about that a little bit with all of this going on with police reform, wanting to know how this should work. And there's that balance of, and here's where I get a little, it's a little gray for me, because yes, we want safety, we want security. And a lot of people, here's what's going on right now in America because of the riots, because of COVID and our rights being trampled over in the respect of community health, right, and national health, people are just gladly saying, yes, for the good of all, I'm going to wear the mask. For the good of all, we're not even standing, because it's almost made look like if we're going to stand up for our rights,
we're in the wrong. We should be ashamed to stand up for our rights, and that's not the way it should be.
That's not how it should be.
We want to do right. Everybody wants healthy citizens. We want to do our part, but you have to put your hand up and say, stop, I'll help, and I'll be responsible. Do not infringe on my rights.
And we have to quit acting and reacting from an emotional place. We have to be geared up with the facts. We have to get away from the fear.
That's why it's in writing. That's why the Constitution is in writing. So we can reflect on that. We can lean on that fact.
Mm-hmm. And so it's important to be educated, empowered, encouraged, right, to do the right thing and know that where you stand. So I want to encourage you to go to hillsdale.edu and get your own copy of the Constitution. We heard earlier one of our callers, our friend Ted, called in and said, nope, I don't have a copy. I should get a copy.
Everyone
go on there, get a copy, and get familiar with it, because each area applies to life today. I think people think the Constitution and the Bible are irrelevant. They're old. They're old school. They're old thought. No, they are so alive today. And we want judges. And as you said, they're supposed to be impartial. Even our Supreme Court, they're not supposed to be creating laws from the bench. They're not. Our Constitution is where we're at. And every law that comes through the Oregon State House, the U.S. House, and representatives and senators up there should be thrown through the Constitution to see if it's constitutional or not, right? But when you start adding constitutional rights in the shadows, like the right to abortion, all of these things, it's frustrating to me.
Mm-hmm.
Very frustrating.
You know, even, we were talking about unemployment earlier. Mm-hmm. Now, in the Fifth Amendment, it talks about nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. And because they took away our right to earn a living, that's why the federal had to come in and compensate our unemployment.
Oh, that's why we got the stimulus.
That's why we got them. Not because they're nice, because it's in the Constitution.
Oh, okay. Well, staying informed, empowered, that's what it's all about. We thought the hokey pokey was what it's all about. No, this is what it's all about, my friend. So glad to have you tuned in. Thank you, Terry, for joining me this morning. It's a great day to go and buy a motorcycle, by the way.
There we go.
Throw that in.
Folks, Carl Miller, YouTube, look him up.
All right. Have a wonderful day, my friends. Remember, over, under, around, or through, you and I, all together, we're overcomers. Have a great day.